KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5. This disclaimer is a statement notifying the listening audience that any opinion expressed on the air is not reflective of KX93.5, its management, or its board of directors.
Do you want some candy? Do you want some honey sugar? Do you want some chocolate? Maybe it's just too loud.
Yeah, I just have sensitive ears.
Yeah, that's probably it. Hello, loyal and new listeners and podcasters. This is Out of Office with your host, Joe Camaro, and Casey Hack. How are you holding up, Casey?
I'm hanging in there with my sensitive ears. Just kidding.
Is it too loud? Am I too loud?
No, it's perfect. Okay. It's me, not you.
Yeah. I've heard that before. I don't know where. I can't really put my finger to it. But anyway, so tonight we have Cecilia Hong, right?
Yes.
This year's festival chair for the Irvine Korean Cultural Festival. Welcome, Cecilia.
Thank you for having me.
And so did you enjoy your drive here?
I did. It was a nice detour from the freeways that I had to take to go home. It was really nice to see the beach on a weekday.
Yeah, no, it was gorgeous. I mean, you were talking about the sunset.
We had some low clouds, but it was still It was still gorgeous.
So Casey, what's tonight's Nighthawk special?
It's Do I Do by Stevie Wonder.
I assume you've heard that song before. Please tell me you have.
I don't think gosh. So. I'm sorry, Joe.
I'm trying. So right now the count is Phil Collins songs 3 and Stevie Wonder songs 2. And I will be making this all right with more Stevie Wonder songs.
Now that Lacey's gone, can I know the inside joke with the Phil Collins thing?
Oh, you don't know?
I don't know.
Oh, no.
It's a mystery. It
was he was retired and... he had an announcement that he was retired and he was thinking of making a comeback. And then all of a sudden, a whole bunch of people petitioned for him not to come back.
Oh, not to come back? That's so sad. Poor Phil Collins. Well, I think we should support him then and play his music.
Yeah, no. The only way I'm going to play more Phil Collins songs if I lose bets. So that's when you get to.
We can make that work.
Just remember that. So we're going to get to our listener list.
Okay.
Casey, I know you're going to, I'm going on a vacation for the next 2 weeks. So I'm just going to give you a little break here.
So, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's, all right. It's the least that I can do. So, welcome mom and dad, Sina from Escovina, her daughters, Victoria and Brenna, as well as Pete, the math teacher, Eric's mom, Amy, Leslie, Lucky, all of my aunts, uncles, and cousins from around the world, Nighthawk, do-it-yourself, Chris, Jameson, and Chloe, Carla Butters and Dave in Santa Barbara, Carla's friends Lauren in Chicago, and Maggie from New York via Canada, Pete the editor, Ginger and their dog Melania, Monica, Tyler, Steph, and Billy Freed, the funkiest guy in Laguna, Michael J. Ford and Zoe, Jeff, Kristen, Ava, and Kate, Taylor, Maria, and Shayna from last week in Atlanta, Brandy and Colleen, Lorraine and all of her new friends, Hugo, Debbie, Chanel, Megan, Samia, Jesse, and Gabby, everyone named Todd and Dave. There's a lot of people named Todd and Dave. Tune into the show. There's also Sam, Sheila, Paula, Ruth, Adriana, Suzanne, and Mike D. Hello, Marcy, Esther, Damon, Jody, Jared, and Alicia. Bonjour. Bonjour? Bonjour.
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 There we go. We have an expert.
To Donna, Gina, Mark F., Karen with an O, Mark in Oceanside, Bill the playwright, former Out of Office host, Lacey, and Lori from Palos Verdes. So, Cecilia, feel free to add to that list.
Okay, I was feeling pretty bad because I thought I had a pretty extensive shout-out list. But here I go with mine. Again, thank you both for having me on air. Again, I'm here in the capacity of kind of representing the Irvine Korean Cultural Festival tonight. So at this time, I'm going to make some shout-outs to everyone on the team. I'd like to thank Diane Kim, Mr. Yoon, Mrs. Yoon, Amy Chu, Assemblyman Stephen Choi, Tim Ryan, Steve Huang, Wendy, as well as countless other volunteers that we have that have been assisting with the whole planning and preparation for the festival. And also a big shout out to Ad Creations, Soa King, and Poram, who have been extremely instrumental in helping to be the hands and feet in implementing the festival's vision this year. And then on a personal level, I'd like to give a shout out to my family. Hi, Oma, which means mom in Korean, appa, which means dad in Korean, to my sister Esther and my brother-in-law Cornelius, who are in Spain. I know, I'm so jealous. My new fiance, Young Park, the best church ever, E3 Irvine. We meet, just a little plug about my church. We meet at 10 a.m. and 11:45 a.m. at Lakeview Senior Center in Irvine. Please be there. My USC girls, Deborah, Jeannie, Angela, and Lisa.
Wow.
So
that... You did give our listener list a run for its money.
I know. That was
I'm just following your in your steps.
No, so, I love it.
So... we're going to get into our checklist right now, too.
Okay, let's do it.
All right, Cecilia, what's the name of the station?
It's KX935 Laguna's only FM station.
Excellent. And what's the name of this show? Cecilia, that's you.
Oh, it's Out of Office with Joe Casey, the Nighthawk, and a guy named Jared. This is my first time doing radio.
Perfect. So,
it's mine too. Casey, who sponsors Out of Office?
None other than Cox Communications.
And what's tonight's press announcement?
We got a sneak peek last week, but its YouTube is now available on Cox Contour.
Yes, it is. And what's the number to text the show?
It's 949-715-5936.
And Cecilia, I know you have a lot of friends out there. What's the number to text the show one more time?
It's 949-715-5936. Text in.
Yes, please. And
please
this
do.
Is Out of Office on KX93.5.
KX93.5!
Welcome back to Out of Office. That was Basement Jacks, Do Your Thing. Casey, do you recognize that one at least?
Nope.
Oh, God. Cecilia, do you recognize that song?
I did not.
Oh, my gosh. That was at least in 2000, I think.
Okay, really?
I'm trying. There's I have a few more songs that I think you'll probably recognize.
Okay.
On tonight's playlist.
We'll see.
And then we did get Cecilia by Simon and Garfunkel.
Yep.
For Cecilia during her shout out list, her amazingly long and tremendous shout out list. It was kind of, yeah. Imagine if we had combined her list with our list. That's all we'd be doing.
That's all we'd be doing.
So Cecilia, mm-hmm. tell us a little bit about yourself. We did a little pre-interview, mm-hmm. but you're a local girl.
I am a local girl. I was actually born and raised in Mission Viejo and still currently reside in Mission Viejo.
Nice.
Let's see, so that's a very open-ended question on telling me about myself. Born and raised Mission Viejo. I went to USC for...
I don't know about that.
If you're a Bruin, we can still be friends.
I'm a bear.
Oh, you're a bear. So, Cal Bear?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's like, never mind.
Yeah.
We'll never be friends.
So, so I did go to USC for my undergrad and for my master's. I actually studied at the Annenberg School.
Oh, okay.
Again, kind of school. I had my passions and kind of desires to want to go into journalism. Yeah, broadcast journalism. And then I decided to go to law school. Law school was always something I wanted to do too, and kind of combine, I guess, news and the law to a different, to see what I could do with those two combinations.
That's a lot of school.
Tell me about it. So when you ask me what my favorite TV show and movie is, I'm like...
Okay. We'll get into that.
It's been a while since some leisurely TV time.
All right. So we're going to drop into our press announcement.
Very nice.
Yeah. Here we go. Go ahead, Casey.
Okay. YouTube is now only one voice search away with Cox Contour. Cox makes it easy to access everything in one place, adding YouTube alongside Netflix, iHeartRadio, On Demand, and live TV programming.
Today, Cox Communications announced that YouTube is now available for Contour customers, providing seamless access to billions of videos right alongside TV programming. Wow, that's a lot. On-demand content, DVR recordings, and more. Cox Contour customers can use their voice remote to search and watch YouTube videos directly on their TV screens. Wow, my dad would really love that. With no secondary device or need to switch inputs, YouTube is the latest addition to a series of entertainment apps accessible via the Contour platform, including Netflix.
YouTube app customers can use the voice remote or press the Contour button and then select the apps menu. When using the voice remote, users simply need to say the word YouTube at the beginning or the end of their voice command. Examples include,
quote, YouTube, show me makeup tutorials, end quote.
Find party dip recipes on YouTube.
Or YouTube, show me clips from the 2018 Oscars.
Watch carpool karaoke on YouTube.
And by integrating YouTube in our Contour platform, we're providing simple access to more live, on-demand, and internet content in one place, said Pat Esser, president of Cox Communications. Ooh, he's important. Quote, more than 60% of Cox customers say they watch YouTube videos weekly, and now it's even easier for them to enjoy watching their favorite YouTube videos on the biggest screens in their homes.
Cox customers can access their YouTube channel subscriptions, playlists, and saved videos through Contour. Multiple YouTube accounts can be synced, and household members can easily switch back and forth between their YouTube accounts without signing in and out.
We're committed to making our products and services accessible to all customers. For more information, visit cox.com/accessibility. To access YouTube on Cox Contour, customers simply need a compatible Contour receiver and Cox high-speed internet service.
Oh man, if only I had if only I had the Contour in my office area today when I was looking for that video that Jameson showed me. I could have said, YouTube, show me annoying video that Tim and Eric that Jameson
Yeah.
Shows me on an almost daily basis.
Are you a big YouTuber, Cecilia? Do you like to always go through search for stuff?
I guess. Yeah? It's definitely, an outlet that I've been using more and more.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Especially once
and
you
it's
start,
free, so I love it.
Yeah. Yes. Especially once you start wedding planning.
Yes.
YouTube. Show me relaxing music.
Right. It's one of my best friends, definitely.
What's your best friend's name?
Oh, the YouTube channel was a best friend when Casey was talking about the relaxing music. During schooling and exam season and everything, you'll kind of
can't see.
To oh yeah. Yeah.
It's ubiquitous. Yes. Yeah. So we'll be right back, or we're going to talk a little bit more about the Irvine Korean Cultural Festival. You're listening to Out of Office, sponsored by Cox Communications on KX93.5.
Wait till you're announced. We've not yet lost all our graces. The hounds will stay in chains. Look upon your greatness and she'll send the call out, 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 send until we live in cities, you'll never see on screen. Not very pretty, but we sure know how to run things. Living in ruins of a palace within my dreams. And you know, we're on each other's team. I'm kinda over getting told to throw my hands up in the air. So there.
We're on each other's team. We're on each other's team. And you know, we're on each other's team. We're on each other's team.
This is Out of Office, and I'm your host, Joe Camaro, with Casey Heck and Cecilia Hong. That was 1901 by Phoenix, a French band. And as I mentioned to you before, that's when I started listening to music.
Because, 1901.
Yeah, 1901, mm-hmm. Right? You know, there's a lot of early rap back then. Hey, Cecilia, right? You remember those days.
Oh, wait, you're making me date myself.
Yeah.
So a French band, Joe.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks for.
Thanks
for teeing that up for me. I am boarding a plane for Europe tomorrow, and I'm going to go find Cecilia's sister and brother-in-law out in Spain. Right? Is that,
they're
out
there too. Give them a big hug for me. Please.
Yeah. Okay.
Like, that's the only reason why you're going.
Some random guy. Oh, I know you.
This is from Cecilia. This
is from your sister. Says hi. Yeah. So, if you give me a picture of them and then tell me, I'll probably
Okay, I'm gonna follow up to see if you did it.
Just like, where's that Facebook post with my sister and Joe from Out of Office? There you go. Mm-hmm. But we did lead off with Lord's team.
So are you trying to tell me that you're going to New Zealand too?
Did you even know that they were from New Zealand? That she was
actually I do because one of my best friends, Cassandra, is dating a guy from New Zealand who vacations with Lord's family.
Really?
Yeah. Not even kidding. Couldn't even make that up.
Yeah. Okay.
My friend Cassandra met her. She's like super cool.
Okay. Well, I think this show is taken on a different direction.
Spin.
Yeah, I know.
We can bring Cassandra on one day.
Yeah, well, we're going to actually, you know, veer off of Irvine Korean Cultural Festival into
after Cassandra. May 12th, please.
Okay. but maybe next year I'll shoot for Australia and New Zealand. I think.
Sounds good.
Yeah. So Cecilia, tell us a little bit about the Irvine Korean Cultural Festival, in two words. No, I'm kidding.
Well, super you said fun. That, you know, I could speak as much as I want, so I'm taking advantage of the time.
There you go.
I can't talk about the festival in two words, but I can do it in two Korean syllables.
Oh, okay.
Maybe I'll describe it as 최고, which in Korean means the best.
Oh, so very nice.
I got two syllables in for you.
So that was, what was that?
It's 최고.
최고.
Chego, which means the best.
That's awesome. I mean, Casey is Chego.
Yeah.
Does that work? Okay.
How do you say duh?
I don't know. Yeah,
there's no Korean word for that.
There's no duh, I guess, in Korean. But I guess talking about the festival, it's in its ninth year.
Wow.
So it's a one-day event. It's held at City Hall in Irvine. Mm-hmm. It was founded 9 years ago by an incredible group of people, the founders being Diane Kim, Mr. Yoon and a Mrs. Yoon, Amy Chu, and then Mayor Stephen Choi, who is now a California State Assemblyman, with the vision to showcase what the Korean culture is about here in America. Okay. And as you both may know, and as our audience may know, Irvine has a big Korean American population. So you know, I believe that they saw it really fitting to do a festival. Okay. Although it's called the Irvine Korean Cultural Festival, uh-huh. we are really big on just celebrating culture and diversity in general.
Nice.
And so we're using this an opportunity, however, to kind of showcase Korean culture.
And Lacey went with her mom last year.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Casey. I'm still Casey.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, wow.
I mean, I'm like, oh, my God, but Lacey's going?
Oh, my Lacey's God. Back. Jeez.
No, I did, actually. I went with my mom last year, and
sorry,
I had, it's okay. I'm used to it. We had the, we actually stayed for almost, like, the whole thing. We were there for all the opening ceremonies.
Oh,
we
great.
Watched all the dances. And then we actually had
Spoiler
the pleasure.
Alert.
I know. It was awesome. It was the best.
Yeah. Chego?
Chego. Yeah, Chego. Okay.
And then we had the chance to go upstairs or go into an area afterwards, and we got to enjoy some traditional Korean food. And it was wow. so much fun.
Yeah, I went the year before you did, and mm-hmm. I was like, I wanted to kind of stay for the whole time,
mm-hmm.
so, but I'm not gonna, because I'm gonna ask Cecilia about the top five things.
Oh, sorry.
So I'm going to.
Oh no! Or both
ahead,
of you can take it
yeah.
away.
So it's on May 12th.
Yes.
From
10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Irvine City Hall.
All right. So we're gonna be back with more on the Irvine Korean Cultural Festival, possibly Cecilia's movie/TV list. And this is Out of Office on KX93.5, Laguna's only FM station.
Stay here, I will not.
Our music geniuses are better than your computer's genius. Human Crafted Radio on KX 93.5.
About the groove.
Sing it.
Welcome back to Out of Office. We're playing a few more well-known songs, I think. Songs that Casey would recognize. Oh, I got your name right this time.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
I know. I feel bad that I don't know a lot of these songs.
Yeah, but at least you knew this last song, Grooves
from
in the
Happy
Heart.
Feet.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think.
Yes, I'm going to agree with you there. It was also came out in 1989. So, but it's held
BC.
Up pretty well.
That's before Casey.
Yeah. So. is that before you, Cecilia? There.
Don't make me date myself, please.
All right.
Maybe before Cecilia.
Okay.
I'm gonna
assert my Miranda rights.
Oh, that's a lawyer talk. Oh my gosh. Jeez, I didn't know that you could.
Oh, as in I'm not responding to that one.
Nice. So. All right, so back to the Korean Cultural Festival, which is going to be on May 12th from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Irvine Civic Center. It's been running for, this is going to be its ninth year.
Yes.
Outstanding. And is this a free event?
It is a free event.
It's a open community event.
Oh, nice. Okay.
So we encourage everyone to come with family, friends, and loved ones.
Or not. They don't have to be loved ones. They could be
liked ones.
They
don't have to be loved ones. Like loved ones.
future loved ones there.
Yeah,
it's a you know potential dating location.
Absolutely.
I'm going there
food,
right now.
Food, right. Activities yeah. you can do together.
So speaking about food and costs, so it is a free event, but I'm just bringing money for the food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
we're gonna have a lot of good food there.
All right, so top five things to look for.
Top five things. See, we are going to be having a Taekwondo demonstration on stage.
Aren't you taking that, Casey? Taekwondo? No.
Are you? Okay. Oh.
No.
No, I was. I, she's pretty athletic.
Oh, I see. So. Yeah.
I do yoga.
Okay. Next year, you're going to have to come on stage and do some demonstrations.
I know, right?
So you have
a
year to learn.
I think we can commit her now.
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I cannot take on anything else right now.
Okay, that's one.
So that's one. We're going to have a Korean fan dance performance.
Oh,
so
yeah, that looks
kind of traditional. Yeah. So the performers are wearing what's called a hanbok, and that's a traditional Korean costume.
Awesome. Number three.
We're going to have a kimchi demo.
I don't know if anybody
knows out there, but kimchi is that kind of really potent dish that kind of gives us Koreans that long life or the spice
to us.
So where there's going to be a kimchi demonstration going on too, actually. So that's going to be from 2 to 3 and from 3 to 4.
Okay.
We are going to have a kind of a hanbok exhibit. Again, hanbok being the traditional Korean costume.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have the dresses out for people to try.
They get to try them?
The cute backdrop, so you can do like your Snapchat, Instagram stories.
How to weave in the social media.
Right? So I think that's 4. And then I think one thing that we do a really good job of, I'm going to try to fit in a 5, 6, and 7.
There you go. Fire away.
We have... just incredible food vendors that are going to be coming.
I haven't had dinner yet.
Example is like Love Letter Pizza.
There's
a special dish called a koguma pizza, which is a sweet potato pizza that you can try. It's actually really good. We're also going to have, Korean sausage fest. So kind of like the Korean equivalent, I guess, of Oktoberfest, if you will. So we're going to have a lot of good food. We also have an amazing area designated for children. And we're going to have like a human foosball, bounce houses, face painting. we have a lot of generous sponsors. And one of our sponsors, being Home Depot, has... provided like crafts for kids.
And you know who else is the other great sponsor? Oh wait,
you guys?
no. Yeah, we got you covered.
You are a great sponsor. Thank you so much.
Is there a branded hashtag or anything for the Irvine Korean Cultural Festival this year?
Good question. Maybe you want to invite another member on in the festival next week to share that. But talking about social media, you can follow us on Instagram. Our handle is IKC Festival. And on Facebook, we have a Facebook page, the Irvine Korean Cultural Festival. But kind of the hashtags that we're using, hashtag IKCF, hashtag Korea, hashtag Seoul. We're getting really creative, right?
Okay.
Hashtag Irvine.
But
you might want to invite us on next week for that.
Well, I just thought if there was a fun hashtag specifically for this event, so anyone who's listening but maybe can't go that day can at least follow along and see all the cool stuff that people are posting, like the pictures of them in the traditional dress. Like, I remember I really wanted to do that last year, but there was a very, very long line.
Okay. Well, now you just have to go earlier.
I know. right? Have to get, yeah.
It does seem
right
like
at 10 a.m.
Uh-huh.
It yeah. does seem like the predominant hashtag has been hashtag IKCF.
Yeah.
Okay.
So awesome. Really simple Irvine Korean IKC. Cultural Festival.
Know. I know.
Right?
I know.
It's just like your name.
It is IKCF.
There you go.
I know. See, you're meant to
You're
go.
Meant to model yeah. the humble yeah. this year.
Yeah, I know.
And you know what? I think you have inside, you got inside access. You know, we just, she could hook you up.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you can go before, right?
There you go. Of course. Anything yeah. for yeah. anything yeah. for you guys. Yes. Anything. So.
All right. So May 12th, mm-hmm. check out the Irvine Korean Cultural Festival. And before we close, I know your fiance, you know, submitted all his favorite Avengers movies. Uh-huh. How about one for you?
I think so. Again, just being about the festival and kind of all things Korean right now.
Okay.
I think there's, you know, a lot of people these days who are wanting to learn the Korean language. So yeah. I'm getting talking points from some people as we speak, namely
wow.
my parents who love watching the Korean channel.
Okay.
So for those of you loving a good Korean drama, you can try Cox Cable Satellite Channels 487 or 480.
There
is a drama that comes on. It's called Love Returns. It's your typical Korean drama scenario with the love triangle. Somehow the lovers might be related, so there's a lot of suspense going on.
Scandalous.
You don't want to miss
right.
it.
Yeah.
So that's something for those out there wanting to, you know, get into
check
the Korean
okay.
soap operas.
Awesome.
But yeah, I'm more of a Disney fan.
Okay.
So
the,
yeah.
I'm right there with you.
Yes.
All
so.
Right. And there you have it, Cecilia. We'll be right back with a couple more songs. But yeah, check it out, May 12th. All right, so you're listening to Out of Office, sponsored by Cox Communications, only on KX93.5.
Edit.
4, 3, 2, 1. Give me your hands, show me the door. I cannot stand to wait anymore. Somebody say, be what you be. We could be old and cold and dead on the sea. But I love you more than words can say. Well, I can't count the reasons I should stay. Give me some one time in a dream.
The 88 from Community and Janet Jackson. I think that's definitely a wedding song.
Absolutely, 100%.
So, Cecilia, thank you for coming on to the show.
Kamsahamnida. Thank you for having the festival.
And Casey, we're off the next two Tuesdays.
I am going to miss it, Joe.
Well, if you want to have the Casey show, we can certainly arrange for that.
I'll think about it. No. So, I don't want to do the board all by myself.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of fun. that. And from all of us here, we're clocking out with Goodbye, Goodbye. This is Out of Office on KX93.5. Thanks for coming.
90 days.